I want you to come with me to Luke chapter 17. And if you'll declare with me, Lord Jesus, I have eyes that see.
Lord Jesus, I have eyes that see.
I have ears that work.
I hear.
I hear what your Spirit is saying to me. And Lord, my heart perceives that you're talking to me right now. Amen. This little message, I pray, will help you to understand why there is such a press to give thanks. So Luke 17, and we're going to start on verse 11. I'm using the Amplified because the NIV is not as clear. The Amplified gives it clear with a few extra words, which helps. As he went his way to Jerusalem, it occurred that Jesus was passing along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into one village, he was met by 10 lepers. Got the number? Mm-hmm. 10 lepers who stood at a distance. Now notice again, who stood at a distance because they were supposed to say, don't touch, don't come close, etc., etc. As they raised up their voices and called, Jesus, Master, take pity and have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go at once and show yourselves to the priests. As they went, they were cured and made clean. Notice they were what? Cured and made clean. You can verify that with the legal aspect of their law, Leviticus 14, verses 2 through 32. Then one of them, upon seeing that he was cured, turned back, recognizing and thanking and praising God with a loud voice. So he had a voice like mine. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I'm glad somebody agrees. And he fell prostrate at Jesus' feet, thanking him over and over. It's important that you see he's out of control. Amen? And he was a Samaritan, not even a Jew. Can you believe it? Then Jesus asked, where were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was there no one found to return and to recognize and give thanks and praise God, praises to God, except this alien? I mean, does that sound like somebody you know that's bold in his comments, a little brassy sometimes? I mean, you know, would you call the guy that just got healed an alien?
No.
Okay. I just rest my case with that one. Verse 19. He said to him, get up, go on your way. Your faith, that is your trust and confidence that springs from your belief in God, has restored you to health. Has restored you to health. Now, if you and I are familiar a little bit with leprosy, it usually means that you lose parts of your body with that disease. It'll actually eat the extremities of your body, the toes, the hands, the fingers, the ears, the nose. Pieces will literally fall off. Now, if you remember, while they were on their way, they were what?
Cured.
Wow. Why was this one out of the 10 restored?
Because he was on
his way.
They all went, they all got clean. So the disease was dealt with. Mm-hmm. But one out of the 10 who gave thanks was restored. That means his fingers grew back, his nose, his ears.
Right, because he gave thanks.
Yeah.
He trusted.
He trusted and gave thanks.
He trusted, he gave thanks, he was worshiping God in a loud voice, he was excited. Yeah. So don't calm me down.
Come on.
I've got something to
Come
say.
On.
Amen?
Shut me up.
Amen.
Come on.
Do you get it?
Yes.
When you start praising God, your trust is verified. It's confirmed. You're thanking him for the fullness of your healing. Did he get his healing? He had the healing. But the restoration came through praise and worship and thanksgiving.
All right now.
He was restored. His hands, his feet, his whole body is torn. Now the other 9, they were what?
Satisfied.
They were cured.
They were healed.
And they were cured, but
they're not
restored.
Because no. They're not
okay?
Thankful.
They were
huh?
Because they weren't thankful.
Correct. They didn't go back to give thanks. He said, where are the other 9? Mm-hmm. So, there's a reason when we press in and we say, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18. You know, it's important that you give thanks. It's important because it shows your confidence. It shows your determination that even if you've got a couple of things missing in your deliverance or in your healing or in your body, what's going to happen? It's going to get changed. Whose mouth is it going to be that's going to give him the praise?
Yours.
Thank you. So, I was sharing this with somebody the other day on the telephone because they were in a difficult corner. And this person said, I've been going to church for years. Never heard that. I said, well, it's in the Word. I mean, you know, it's not that difficult. If you read between the lines, there's 1 out of 10 that give thanks. How many healings, how many deliverances, how many people have I ministered to since 1977? Ah, I have no clue. But I can tell you this. Extreme low number of people who were delivered, set free, healed, changed dramatically, set free in multiples of levels. Never said, and never came back, and never showed their face again. Mm-hmm. Why?
They weren't thankful.
For the same reason.
They weren't thankful.
Huh?
They weren't thankful.
Can I be honest? Okay. They didn't give a damn.
You go, Kim.
That's the truth.
You go, Beth.
They were so focused on their freedom, they yep. never gave God the glory. Okay? Yeah. They're so self-centered. That the 9 didn't give a damn. I'm sorry, but that's how I feel. And it may not be kosher or the right way to speak, but it's the truth. So you got 10 people delivered and set free, okay, from the disease. They didn't get their body parts back. The one who came back and said thank you, got it all.
Come on.
I rest my case.
Amen.
Give thanks. You don't need to understand. You don't need to comprehend everything. You don't need to be so cotton-picking smart. Because then it'll get puffed up, and God will get what?
Nothing.
Do you ever wonder why God isn't interested in your degrees? Mm-hmm. He's got thermometers everywhere. He doesn't need your degrees. And I'm not against education, don't get me wrong. But I know so many that worship their education instead of the Lord. And it irritates me. Oh, I'm this and I'm that. Welcome to your club. But I'm not interested. I am interested in giving thanks like the one who came back and said thank you. And gave glory to God. And you know what? I bet you when he went home, a whole family was delivered. How about the other 9 who went home? Tell me what change did they bring?
Probably nothing.
You still got their fingers missing. You still got maybe half a foot. But you ain't got the fullness. You didn't get restored. Mm-hmm. Now close your eyes. Lift your hands to the Lord. Say, tonight there's a lesson for me.
Tonight there's a lesson for me.
I'm going to keep my eyes on the one who restores. And I have corners that need restoration. I don't know all the pieces that are missing. But my Heavenly Father knows. Everything that's missing in me. So I'm thanking Him now. And I'm praising Him now. And I'm giving glory to Him now. Because His plan is restoration. His plan is recreation. And He recreated that man. He made him whole. And I need wholeness. And I'm not going to settle for second best. Hallelujah. This is my night. I'm receiving by faith. I can trust.
By choice.
I don't need emotions.
But I am getting excited.
Because I know. Restoration's on the way. Recreation's happening now. Even on my way home. He can make me whole. And I receive it now. By faith. In Jesus' name. It's all a she wrote. Why is it always a female? I don't know. I rest my case. But enjoy your trip home and keep thanking Him. He'll finish the work.
What did you say? Why is it always what?
I was talking to myself. I'm sorry. Talking to myself. I'm sorry. Talking to myself. I'm sorry. Talking to myself.